Hello everyone, my name is Maude Boyson and today we'll be talking about the problems of our modern world. The top three problems are global warming, pollution, and water pollution. Well, I'll be talking about one of the three problems, water pollution. I started learning about the real problems caused by water pollution when I was making a science project for Exponet at my school, and my topic had been how humans' decisions affect the environment. When I was researching the notes I needed to get for the project, I stumbled on an article that talked about the top 10 impacts on the environment that humans had caused, and number 7 was water pollution. The article's website address is interestingengineering.com. This website said that water pollution, every year over 8 million tons of garbage into the ocean. Not only is garbage introduced into the oceans, but also the excess amounts of fertilizer that finds its way into the ocean through rains, floods, wind, or dumped in excess right into the large producer of oxygen we have. Fertilizer contains nitrogen, an element essential for the growth of plants, but that does not limit it to what is intended for. Phytoplankton and algae thrive off of nitrogen, causing excess growth in what is known as red tides or brown tides, in areas of high concentrations of nitrogen. The brown tide is caused by the rapid growth of billions of algae, which deplete water bodies of oxygen and cause poison to accumulate in all life that consumes it, including fish and birds. But water pollution does not end there. Year after year, millions of tons of garbage is dumped into the ocean. Since the garbage mainly consists of plastics, it is largely inducible. The garbage accumulates in large vortexes across the ocean. Marine life, including the loggerhead sea turtles, are tricked into thinking they're eating food when really it is only a floating plastic bag or other poisonous plastic that will cause starvation or suffocation to any unfortunate animal that mistakenly ingests it. Pollution is the number one threat to all aquatic life and led to a reduced biodiversity. This is really sad given the water and water life forms are some of the most important natural resources at our disposal. What's causing the death of millions of marine animals, and that caught my attention because I'm an animal lover. Also, the passage water pollution got me thinking about ways to stop water pollution to get any worse. After I handed in my project, I started researching everything I could think of in order to keep marine animals safe. I talked to a friend of one of my teachers, Ms. Grotner, and he told me more about water pollution. His name is Jonathan Dunn, and he is a wastewater expert, so basically an expert on the subject of water pollution. Our interview went something like this. These were the websites that helped me better understand the problem. These websites are a perfect tool if you're worried about the water pollution around you or your family, or if you're an animal lover like me. Some more information about water pollution is that people in rural areas of developing countries, such as Kenya and Uganda, draw their drinking water mainly from surface sources such as ponds, rivers, and lakes. These sources are often watering holes for livestock, downhill from latrines, and catchments for mudslide debris. Couple dangerous water sources with limited awareness and education of proper sanitation and hygiene techniques, and not having access to clean water life can be life-threatening. Also, every 90 seconds, a child dies due to waterborne illnesses and diseases, and women and girls spend around 36 hours per week collecting the water for their families. This was from the website www.waterschool.com. This website has a solution to the problem. The solution is completed in 3 steps. The first step is to harness the power of the sun. Solar disinfection, otherwise known as SODIS, is a simple and sustainable water purification technique that harnesses the sun's UV rays. By filling up a plastic bottle with dirty water and leaving it in the direct sunlight for a day, or under cloudy skies for 2 days, the SODIS method destroys 99.9% of bacteria and pathogens. Simply put, SODIS turns contaminated water into clean drinking water. Because of SODIS is the cornerstone of our program, we have improved accessibility to clean water for thousands of people without drilling any new water wells in Africa or building complicated infrastructure. The second step is to build simple household infrastructures. Water school champions learn to build latrines at home and how to effectively clean up waste in and around their homes and schools. They also build tippy taps, hand washing stations built from a plastic jerry can and sticks. We have seen that providing communities with sanitation techniques can increase school attendance by over 23% because kids aren't out sick or walking for water. And the last step is to create habits of health. We go back to the basics and provide training in hand washing, how to clean food before consumption, and more. We know that when people have access to clean water and are staying healthy because of their hygiene practices, they have more time and money to invest in small businesses, farming, and other activities that drive their communities and countries' economies forward. This is the three-step solution offered by the following website, www.waterschool.com. According to the website, www.fauna.flora.org, it states that at the present time, we are several steps away from a circular economy, and plastic production, use, and waste is booming. Recycling is important where it happens, but much of our plastic still ends up in landfills, where it will persist for centuries. More worryingly, lots of plastic escapes from any waste management and eventually ends up in our rivers and seas, where it will stay for centuries. Also, I personally think that the plastic should be recycled because if it isn't, then most of our seas are going to have plastic in it that would endanger many marine animals in the world. That wouldn't do the world any good because many people are animal lovers. Unfortunately, not every website gave solutions to the problem of water pollution. This is all I know about water pollution from my interview, which I conducted from all the websites I stated that helped me better understand what needs to be done in order to stop water pollution from getting any worse than it already is. I thank you for your time, and I hope that not only you did learn something more about water pollution, but I trust you'll take steps to keep water pollution from getting any worse. If not for the marine animals that might keep getting endangered, but for the rest of the world and for the future generations that will come live with us on our beloved Earth.